from KQED.
Another policy fired off in this 100-day dash, a review of many national monuments, including 8 in California, including the entire California coast. Environmentalists are concerned. And we should be super clear here, this is a game of ifs right now, if the monument is reviewed, and if, as Bloomberg News reported this week, the president orders feasibility studies for offshore drilling in California, well, it could open up the coast to offshore drilling. And that looks to be President Trump's end goal, according to Stanford environmental law professor Deborah Sivas. She joins us now, as does Marseille Gutierrez-Grajins of the San Francisco environmental group Azul. Good morning.
Hi, Deborah. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Deborah, let's begin with you. Is the possible repeal of the national monument along the entire coast of California somehow related to President Trump's reported ordering to study drilling?
Yes, I think there's very likely a connection there. So as you say, there's a national monument designation all on the California coast, which means that for 12 miles out, there can be really very limited activity related to any kind of oil out there. So in order to, if the Trump administration is really wanting to open up offshore oil drilling, I think they need to get rid of or somehow undermine the monument status so that the kind of infrastructure you would need could go into place.
And Marseille, that wouldn't just have an impact on potential oil drilling. That would have an impact on the environmental health from your perspective of the entire coastline.
Yes. Californians are very close to the beach. We go to the beach from everywhere. There's a recent study, UCLA says this. We all visit the beach from wherever we are. And this is a part of our life. So Californians throughout the state are opposed to this affront, not just to our natural treasures, but also to our way of life.
And I would just add to that, right? I don't know of any polling either specifically about National Monument, but the polls that are taken consistently across California by groups like PPIC consistently show very high support for protection of coastal resources.
Deborah, is this really a possibility that we could see new oil derricks, oil platforms off the coast of California in federal waters?
I think it's a long shot at this point. Who knows what the administration is thinking with respect to California, but because of the unpopularity of trying to open our coastline to oil production, I think the administration would face many hurdles. So my guess is you're not going to see oil platforms out there anytime in the near future.
And Marseille, when you hear Deborah say that, does that mean you could still focus on issues you did before the Trump administration?
We would like to, and we cannot be stuck with the mess why polluters make a profit at the expense of our world-famous California coast.
Marseille, Deborah, I want to thank both of you joining us this morning on the California Report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we did reach out to oil companies and the Western States Petroleum Association, which represents those companies. They say no oil company is looking to drill off the coast of California.